I'd like to call this meeting to order, please. This is the regular board meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Kenyatta Independent School District. It is 6:08 PM on May the 26th. And Sonia, would you please call roll?
Yes, ma'am. Item B, roll call. Stephanie Prissy.
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
Mr. Medina is running late. He will be here at 6:30. He called to let us know that, so he's on his way.
Ms. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Searles.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Item C, Pledge of Allegiance.
Who would like to lead us tonight? Mr. Barno, you look so very nice tonight. Can you come up and lead us in the pledge to the flag? Oh, they've moved them on us. The American one's over here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you very much. Ms. Fritzy and Mr. Rodriguez, would you be so kind as to read our mission and vision statements?
Which one's which?
You can pick.
Ladies.
Ladies first. Very nice, Mr. Rodriguez.
Gunnethio ISD is a premier school district with naturally ranked multi-literate graduates ready to excel in college, their careers, their community, and in life.
And the mission statement, which is Gunnethio ISD's purpose to provide high-quality educational experience that will inspire and prepare all students to apply the knowledge and skills necessary to become effective leaders and productive citizens.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item number two, board honors. Mr. Griffin.
Good afternoon, trustees. Shangri, Public Information Officer. Before I ask all of the trustees to proceed to the front of the dais, I just want to begin tonight by thanking Aldenete Middle School and Mrs. Stella Ramos for allowing her students to display these beautiful pinatas that we have here behind us. Unfortunately, they weren't able to make the deadline for the Fine Arts Festival that was earlier this month. So instead, the kids brought them all down here to show them off to you. And so if you have a moment this evening, please feel free to take a look. They put a lot of time and effort, and they're truly talented. So just want to say thanks to Aldenete and Ms. Ramos for that. Thank you, kids. Okay, well, yeah. So let's proceed with this month's board honors. If all of you could please proceed to the front of the dais. First recognition is for senior Jackie Garcia for her incredible season and advancement to the state level UIL girls golf tournament. Just a little bit of background before we call her up here. You can see she's back there, ducked down in festive orange colors there. At CHS, she had an amazing season this year on the links. She won this year's District 1-5A title and qualified for the state following the Region 5A tournament in Lubbock by shooting an 88 and followed by an amazing 78, which was her lowest score ever tournament play. So, based on her performance in Lubbock, she went on to the state level April 26th and 27th. She competed for the Eagles in a Class 5A state golf tournament at the Wolf Dancer Golf Club in Cedar Creek, making her the first young lady, not only from Canutillo, but in El Paso County itself, to compete. And then, of course, in the finals, she shot a 94, followed by an 87 on a very, very difficult course, and she finished 43rd out of 72 golfers. So we have the 43rd ranked female golfer in the entire state with us. That was Ms. Garcia, would you, your family, Coach Bardo, and everybody else who's joined you who's with you tonight, please come on down, get your certificate of appreciation, and be recognized by our Board of Trustees. Oh, you have it right there. Trustee Armando Rodriguez has a beautiful plaque here. Come on up, everybody. Get a big group shot of you. And for the record, Miss Teresa Clapsell, principal of Canateo High School, has a bunch of other awards that she's going to present to Jackie as well. It's a good thing her family's here to help her carry all these plaques and recognitions. Jack, if you want to be in the front center there, that'd be great. Coach, why don't you hand off one of those awards to somebody next to you?
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Of the top two performing students at Alderete Middle School, Canateo Middle School, and Northwest Early College High School for participating in the Achieve 3000 Literacy Program. By way of background, Achieve 3000 is an online program that CISD uses at our secondary schools. Achieve 3000 offers daily nonfiction articles that students pre-read, read, and interact through. There's a lot of questions and prompt writing, so it's a very interactive experience. And all of these activities enable our students to increase their literacy proficiency and hopefully reach the ultimate 1300 Lexile level required for college/career readiness. And tonight we're recognizing two students from the secondary campuses. I do want to mention that joining us tonight is Patrick Staley and Veronica Fuentes from Achieve 3000. They are here with us to witness the recognitions of our kids. And the categories have to do with either most activities, highest home usage, or of course those who, highest growth, what their Lexile level was at the beginning of the year compared to what it is now. And so there's been remarkable improvements over the past few years that the district has been using this program. So let us begin with Alderete Middle School. In the category of most activities, please welcome Miguel Macias. Certificates, but also medals for you as well. So, proceed from right to left.
Miguel. you.
That's for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're accomplishing
it.
It's super.
Shall we take a group photo of everybody at the end? We have five more students recognized. Okay, let's do that. Also, at Aldenite Middle School, in the category of highest home usage, please welcome Rogelio Soto. At Canutillo Middle School, we are recognizing the top two students in the category of most activities. Please help me recognize Eileen Rook. And from Canutillo Middle School, please recognize Diego Luevenas. And from Northwest Early College High School, in the category of highest home usage, a round of applause, please, for Samantha Aziz. And finally, in the category of most lifestyle growth from Northwest Early College High School, please welcome Hector Antunez. We have all of our winners with us, and I believe from Chief 3000, Patrick and Veronica have a little special something for Miss Marnie Rocha and Miss Natalie Spalloni, who have been instrumental in the implementation of the Chief 3000 across the district. One big group photo, everybody. Please, Veronica, feel free to join with the photo. One big group shot. Our students can be in the front, down at the bottom, and everybody else will circle around.
Should we do one there?
Closer.
Yes.
Are you in a tunnel?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
On the phone.
Bring your card.
Yeah.
What did you like to do?
Ready? One. Two, three. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Whatever second.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Venezuela, with the AMS Mayas.
Good afternoon, Canantio ISD Board of Trustees. My name is Jorge Valenzuela. I'm the LTAC A at Aldereta Middle School. This is Ms. Yvonne Lugo, CTE teacher at Aldereta Middle School. We're here not to take a lot of your time, but we're here to present to you, or introduce to you, a group of brilliant students. A group of brilliant students that we can consider newcomers or students English as a second language. This group of students, they took the initiative this second semester of the school year 2014-2015 to create a club, or to create a student club. They will give them the opportunity to learn and to meet each other since they're considered newcomers. They're new to our community, they're new to the school system in the U.S. schools, and they just wanted to have a space where they can keep growing and achieve all of their goals. I'm going to introduce to you real quick three of the students. His name is Alan Mendez. He is the president of the Mayas Club. This is his second year in the U.S. Then we have Mateo Dominguez. He's a vice president. This is his first year in the U.S. and he's coming from Colombia. And then we have Miguel Macias. This is his fourth year in the U.S. and he's coming, fourth year in the U.S. So right now, I'm going to give them the opportunity so they can introduce to you the program or the club that we have created for them at Aldereta Middle School.
Mayas Acronimo, que significa Asociación Estudiantil México-Americano, una iniciativa del Comité OPAC en Aldereta Middle School. El objetivo o propósito de este programa es el ofrecer un espacio a todos los estudiantes de educación bilingüe, donde no solo se puedan reunir en convivio, sino para aprender más.
Durante las reuniones, los jóvenes participaron de varias actividades en las cuales, de una forma amena, diseñaron tableros donde mostraron sus sueños y posibles obstáculos a los cuales se podrían enfrentar para alcanzar todas sus metas. Este proyecto al cual presentamos ahora es un periódico diseñado totalmente por nuestros estudiantes. En este periódico ellos investigaron, interrogaron y aprendieron sobre tópicos relacionados en su edad y necesidades. Ahora ellos quieren compartirlo con ustedes. Ellos quieren ser escuchados.
Mrs. Searles, board members, superintendent, faculty. MIAS, the acronym for Mexican American Youth Association of Students, was initiative of the ALPAC community. At Aldereta Middle School, the objective and purpose of this program is to provide a space for all bilingual education students where they meet to support, learn more from each other. During the meeting, the students are involved in various activities. For example, the students design boards where they present their dreams and potential obstacles they could face in order to achieve all their goals. This project, which we represent now, is a newspaper completely designed by our students. In this newspaper, they investigate, research, and learn about topics related to their age and needs. Now, they want to share it with you. They want to be heard.
We want to thank you for your time. We want to thank also our Aldereta Middle School administrators, Mr. Kimball, Ms. Marina Salcedo, for their support. Because without that support, it would be harder for us to work with our students. And I just wanted to mention one other thing, that one of our students, that he was just recognized for Achieve 3000, he's also one of our ESL students that got accepted to Northwest Early College this year. So,
thank you.
Our second speaker is Arisa Lopez.
Hello, my name is Alyssa Lopez, and I am a student at the Northwest Early College Program. And I was informed only a couple of hours ago that our music program was going to be eliminated, and I wanted to let the Board of Trustees and Dr. Galaviz of my concerns and my own personal experience on how the music program has affected me. Your reason on eliminating the music program will negatively impact the student body, and especially these who are enrolled and benefiting from the program. My thoughts are as followed in my choice, in my choir, and what it means to me. Choir is just like another system, but has a melody to follow. I must admit, I had no experience and no background on music. All I know was that you sang and gave your best into what you were performing. During the semester, I learned to breathe correctly in order to get my sound out more. I also learned how to connect with the voices around me. I learned that music has a way of defining a person of who they are and what their voices are capable of. It also teaches you teamwork. I hope to learn the true meaning behind it, what the notes mean, and what makes music music. I hope to find my voice in a better level than what it is at right now. Choir gave me a reason to sing and to express my personality further. It allowed me to smile through my progress. It also allowed me to grow on the outside, but mostly on the inside. I was able to depict what music does to a human being, the feelings it creates that makes you want to shape. Choir is a group of people who share the same kind of emotional appeals and allows people to connect together. Music is part of a person's life, and it's hard to take a melody away from its song. Life can relate to a song. As I said, I was informed only a couple of hours ago, and it tore me to pieces, like if you had found news that one of your family members had passed away. Like if something was being ripped away from you, and that it's hard to feel something like that, because once you've connected to something that you never thought you could do, and it's taken you through physical experiences, and you're not sitting in a classroom just getting the mental progress in your mind and not just getting all the mental suggestions from an instructor, but you're getting an experience that not a lot of people can have.
Our next speaker is Alpha Evan.
Yeah. I'm also going to be speaking in support of Ms. Morgan. And I want to start off by saying how devastated I am that Ms. Morgan Thornton was cut from Northwest. I was very scared when I heard that I had to take piano, because I always thought that I wouldn't have any talent. But all of that changed when I went to Ms. Morgan Thornton's class. From the beginning, she was nothing but supportive of not just me, but of all the students. I didn't just learn how to play the piano from her. I learned how to believe in myself. She taught me that I could do anything if I put my mind to it. I was so happy that I was able to learn how to play the piano that I even asked for one for Christmas. Piano is also a relaxation time. Every day that I was stressed or feeling anxious, I knew that I could go to Ms. Morgan's class and relax with the piano. I am so blessed to have had a teacher like Ms. Morgan, because she was so passionate about music, which just made the class even better. We are all lucky to have a knowledgeable and caring instructor like Ms. Morgan. I loved her class so much that I wanted to continue taking her class every chance I could. Ms. Morgan is one of my favorite teachers, and I will never forget how she changed my life with her love of music. She also gave me a skill that I will have for the rest of my life. I respectfully ask that you reconsider your decision and continue to fund the music program at Northwest. Thank you.
Our Item number four, Board of Trustees Business. A, overview of policy instruction personnel student services committee meeting, May 11th, 2015.
Ms. Sonia, I believe with the board's approval that we were going to move up item number six C, that we were going to move that forward on our agenda this evening. Is that okay with the board?
Okay.
With the board's approval.
Item number 6C, discussion of possible action regarding RFP number 15-10 Food Service Management Company to Southwest Food Service Excellence LLC. Ms. Cannon.
For the record, Mr. Adrian Medina has just joined the board. It is 6:34. Good evening, Mr. Medina. We're glad to have you.
This solicitation went out on March 6, 2015. We were provided a list of vendors from the Texas Department of Agriculture. It's 42 vendors. We had one respondent, and tonight we'd like to make a recommendation after all the evaluation and the best and final offer were performed. We'd like to make a recommendation to award a food services management company to Southwest Food Services Excellence. And so they're here tonight, and so we'd like to get your recommendation to approve. It was only one vendor that responded.
That's amazing.
Up to 42. Yes, ma'am. We were provided a list of 42 possible vendors and only one responded.
I believe that. Does the board have any questions?
Just wanted to talk about the contract and make sure the public understands that we employ the cafeteria. The contract was written. They are employees of CLPO.
Yes, sir. That we're going to keep the Gunnedah Independent School District employees?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. The superintendent met with all the employees last Wednesday at Garcia Elementary to ensure that they were going to keep their employment with the district.
Just, I have a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
And I guess, was it Rachel who else went with you to
Patsy?
Patsy had gone at it and had gotten good reviews, and I believe I've also heard good reviews from other districts. So I think it's going to be something that is going to be unique to the district, and I hear that when you look at what they've done in other districts is improve employee morale and some of the other issues. So I think it's a good thing for the district.
If I can follow up with that, I did reach out to several references that they've listed. Lubbock ISD, Dallas ISD, and also Rio Doso. They're currently in negotiations with Rio Doso ISD. So there's several. There was about 10 vendors, and they're all school districts that I reached out to. And on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest, they came out with a 5. And I will be glad to share those results with you.
Yes, ma'am.
I was one of the people that went down to plan, and it was very positive. We visited school, middle school, and high school, which I think is the hardest because of the students. They're picky. They'd rather have other kinds of food, and we sent out a name with them, and they were very happy and content with their food. So I feel comfortable knowing that they're going to enjoy their food. It's going to be very positive, I think.
And part of the evaluation committee, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr.
I was just going to make a motion to approve the administration's recommendation.
Second, I do have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
This was placed on executive session. Is there a reason for that? Is there some sort of...
No,
new
business.
It's only a new business, no.
Yes, sir.
I second that.
Okay, motion made and seconded to accept RFP 15-10 Food Service Management Company to Southwest Food Service Excellence LLC.
Ms. Ritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We look very forward to working with you. Our food service people are very dear to all of our hearts, and what you serve is the dearest of all to all of us, our children. So we look forward to working with you and getting those kids fed and well nourished every day. Thank you very much for coming to Kenya Tia.
Ms. Searles, and if you're interested, they have a 10-minute presentation. It's up to you. I'll leave it to your discretion.
Oh, I think we've got a unanimous vote. I think we feel very comfortable.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Do we want to take a recess? It would be the board's acceptance. I'd like to take a short recess, a 10-minute recess. Everybody okay with that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it is now 6:40, maybe 6:39, and we'll take a 10-minute recess, please. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.